10 years as a time to come to pay back. And else again, afagav shmita means, even though when it comes shmita, yet like Rashi says, afagav the hashta b'shvius, like karinim b'lo yigos, even though now at the end of the 7th year by shmita, it's not called lo yigos, you should not come and collect it. Shareim bo l'nokshoy, b'loy shvius nami en yochum. Even without the loch of shmita, you cannot collect the money now at the end of 7 years. Because the loan was made for 10 years. But since it's not called lo yigos, maybe shmita should not affect this loan. See, also no. But soif also l'day lo yigos. Since another 3 years from now, at the end of 10 years, then you will be able to collect it. So any loan that you will be able to collect, if it passes, if it goes through shmita at the end of the 7th year, it's mishamit that you're free. You do not have to pay back anymore. That's Rav Yehuda Maraz Chiddush. That even though the collecting time is after shmita, so what? When it comes that time, shmita affects it. You're free. That's Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Now the Gemara asks the question: is this true? Moser Rav Kana. Kana asks the question for now Mishnah. Our Mishnah says not like that. And now Mishnah says, again, our Mishnah was a case where Reuven borrowed money. So first the agent said he only borrowed $1,000 for 30 days. And then we found out it's not true. They really borrowed it for 10 years. So how much did the first agent want to make out Reuven lose? So the Mishnah says you have to value how much you would want to hold on to the money for 10 years. But not more. Let's say that's worth $100, $200. That's all they have to pay back. But it comes out, but according to you, Shmuel, V'yam, if you're going to tell me, Shvius Misham Tosoi, that if you borrow $1,000 for 10 years, really you're freed from paying back. You don't have to pay back the money at all. Because since at the end of 10 years, Shemitah passed by, Shemitah stopped the Shchayv, if so, the Edim should have to pay $1,000 to Reuven. Because really, Reuven is freed from paying back at all, because he borrowed the money for 10 years. Shvius stops the loan. The Edom said, you only borrowed it for 30 days, then making you pay back $1,000. So the Edom are causing you a loss of $1,000. So according to you, Shmuel, V'yam, if you can tell me, Shvius Misham Tosai, that a loan of 10 years, Shemitah stops it, if so, Kula Nami Boy Shalumilei, these Edom should have to pay $1,000 to Reuven. Because these Edom are saying, Reuven, you have to pay back $1,000. They're making them lose out $1,000. Because really the loan was for 10 years, and really they're freed from paying back the loan. So what does the Mishnah say? You only have to pay back $100 or $200. Mashma, the Mishnah holds that Shvius does not stop this loan. That after 10 years, you will have to pay back. So that's not a kasha on Shmuel. On my rubber, and like you said, on my rubber, of answers, you know what we're talking about over here? Bemal v'ala mashkin, or else the moistish to raise the bezin. It's a type of a prusbul. We're talking about over here where when he loaned this $1,000, he did it upon a mashkin. He took back a pledge. So if you hold the pledge, then shemitah does not stop the chayv. And the same thing if you're moistish to raise the bezin, if you give over your shtaris to bezin, or like we make a prusbul, that stops shemitah, that the loan takes place. This none we learned. Halmal v'alam ashkin, if somebody lends money to his friend, but he takes the pledge back, or else via moisish to raise some lebezdin. If somebody really hands over his shtoris to bezdin, that bezdin comes to collect the money, not the malv himself, ein mishamtin, ein mashmitin, then shmita does not stop the chayv. That's the pshat over here in our Mishnah also according to Shmuel, that the Mishnah is talking about that the loan took place upon a mashkin, or else there was a prusbul, or else moistish to raise of lebezdin. The Chalukas Rashi and Tosis, it was two cases of one. Rashi says the moistish to raise of is a prusbul. Tosis asks the question that the Mishnah Shvius says two cases. It says a moistish to raise of lebezdin, v'od the katoni prusbul. Then the Mishnah says a prusbul. Must be two separate cases. All right, but our Mishnah is talking about kissing a case that Shemitah does not affect the chayv according to everybody. Therefore, there's no kash on Shmuel. This is one way to learn Shmuel. Ika the Amri, others say like this. Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, just the opposite. That Hamal Ves Chaveroi, Liyeseshonim, if somebody borrows money for 10 years, Ein Shvius Misham Tosoi, Shvius does not stop this Choyf. Ein Shvius Misham Tosoi, it does not stop. It does not stop it. The Afagav Yosei Lidei Lo Yigais, even though at the end, you will come to Lo Yigais, So maybe the law, the din of Shemitah should apply to this loan. Still no. Hashta niyo like Karina Bela Yigos. Right now, at the end of 7 years, when it becomes Shemitah, anyway, it's not the time to collect the money. Therefore, the law of Shemitah does not apply here. It's not Shemitah that's stopping the loan. It's not the time to collect it anyway. You have to wait another 3 years. So since at the time of Shemitah, it's not a collectible loan anyway, the din of Shemitah does not apply. Therefore, 3 years later, at the end of the 10 years, you have to pay back. That's the lashon of Rav Yehuda Shmuel. That if you borrow money for 10 years, Shemitah does not stop this loan. Ain Shemitah Meshamtas. Zemara says if so, on Rav Kana, Afana Namitanina. Let me bring your proof to what you're saying from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah also says like that. Again, here now it's the proof. The Mishnah says, Oim Dimkam Odim Roy Talitain via Elif Zuz Biyodai. We have to value how much a person would want to hold on to $1,000. Then the difference, Litain Mikan Vad Lamed Yoim, where they could only hold it for 30 days, or Ben Litain Mikan Vad Etashon, so you hold it for 10 years. But Mashma, you have to pay back the loan at the end of 10 years. There's only a difference how long you can hold on to it. Now, the Yamrit, if you can tell me very good, that Shvius Misham, if you tell me not catch, Shvius Misham Tosai, that Shvius applies to this loan and stops the loan, you're free from paying. If so, Kulanami Boy Shulunei Lei, then the Edom Zeremim should have to pay the full $1,000 to Reuven. Because really, Reuven was freed from paying back the loan, and you're causing him to pay back $1,000. So the Mishnah should have said, you have to pay back $1,000. And the Mishnah says, no, you only have to pay the difference between 30 days and 10 years. So Mash Mechlil, the Mishnah holds that Shemitah does not apply to such a loan. So in this Pshat, it's a Raya to Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. So Mar says, no. Yeah. Right. Mar says, no. Again, it could be the Mishnah's no proof to what you're saying. Omar Rava, Hocha B'mayasinu. And you know what the Mishnah's talking about? Maybe in a special case. The Mishnah's talking about the Malvala Mashkin. You borrowed money, but you gave a pledge for it. Or else the Moisa Shtoroisa LeBezdin, where the Malva handed over his Shtoris, his deed, to Bezdin. He gives Bezdin the right to collect the Choy. So Bezdin is no Parsha Shemitah upon Bezdin. Says, well, Yigos, you can't collect, but Bezdin could collect. Therefore, there's no proof from our Mishnah either way. Yeah. Right. Yeah. For the Maestu, we hold that ain't Shvius Misham Tosa. Shvius does not stop the loan. Yeah. Right. Somebody says to his friend, Al Menar Shaloi Tashmiteni Shvius. I'm lending you money, but the Malva makes a condition here that I'll only lend you the money, Al Menar, on the condition that the law of Shemitah does not stop this loan. So Lacha is nothing doing. Shvius Mishametis. Shvius still stops this loan. Even though you made a condition. So Chorin Mor says, Leim Aksava Shmuel, let's say Shmuel holds that Masta Mashkasa Vatairahu. That you're making a condition against the Torah. The Torah says if you lend money and Shvius passes by, you're free and you want to say it's a chayiv. And the Klal is, we call it Masna Mashkasa Vatairah tonight bottle. You make a condition even in Dini Mamn, even in money matters. If it's a condition against what the Torah says, that tonight the condition is bottled and the loan still takes place. I mean, and then the loan is you're free from paying. So that's what Rav Yehuda Shmuel says. Yeah. So Mary asks, is this true? Is that Shmuel Shita? If you make it tonight, I'm Ashkos of a terrorist, tonight's bottle, I'll say not like that. But Yitma will learn like this. Somebody gives money to his friend, and he sells something to his friend, and he makes the condition. I'm telling you right now that I'm dripping you. I'm selling you something for a higher price than it's worth. So there is a klal of I know if you charge a sixth more, that's a nekech is batel. But I'm telling you right now, I'm charging you more than a sixth, but I do not want any complaints. So I'm not ashamed of I know. So Rav Amirav says, yes, the all of I know. The condition does not help, and therefore the person has the right to complain, you jit me, give me the money back, or else it's a bitl nekech. But Shmuel Amishmuel says, no, ain't lo yol of I know, you have no right to complain. He told you clearly he's selling you something at a higher price. He made a condition with you. So Mashm, even though it's a Tanai, Al Mashkasa Vatera, the Torah says, lois on you can't drip the person more than a sixth or a sixth. But since he made a condition, the condition helps. So of course, the Stephen Shmuel. Here we see Shmuel holds, by Dini Mumnis, you could make a Tanai against the Torah. And before we're saying by Shemitah, Shmuel holds the condition does not help. So according to Steer in Shmuel. That's another. So we're answered like this. No, there's no stira. By Itma law, we learned like this. There's a difference between the two. And Amar Rav Onon, Rav Onon said the deed to me, Nefashalei Menei de Shmuel, he explained me what a Shmuel means to say like this. That is a big difference. That really Shmuel holds, Nasna Masha Kosa Batera Tenai Kayim. You're allowed to make a condition against what the Torah says, at least by Dini Mamnus. And the reasoning is because the person is Michael. He forgives you. By money matters, even though the person really owes you the money, you could forgive him. So therefore, if it's the Torah's Mechila, that helps. Even though it's against the Torah, but the Torah doesn't say you can't be Michael him. If you want to free him from paying you back, then it helps. But if you do not say Veloshin Mechila, you mean to say the actual din should not apply, that you have no right to say. So let's see. So there's a difference what you said here.
What is the meaning of Shaila Vanda? He's telling him in advance that he take him more, or he's telling him...
All right. So let's see. The Mark explains like this, that... If I say the Shmuel, it depends how you say it. If you say, Almanash ain't lecho olai I know, Almanash that you should not have any complaints against me, ain't le olav I know, then it's true, you made a condition. In other words, I'm making a condition with you that you should be meichel me. I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you something that it could be right. Maybe it's only worth more than it really is, and I'm charging you more than it's worth, but I'm asking you right now to be meichel me. So if that's what you say, that's good. But if you tell the person, Almanash ain't but I know, I'm selling you this on a condition that the din of Einor should not be here, harayesh b'Einor, that you have no right to say. You're not telling him to be Michael you. You're saying, I do not want the law of Einor to apply. That you can't do. So there's a difference how you said it. Like Rashi says. You're not telling him to be Michael you. Hello, hisni moi, shayno I know you. I'm not dripping you, benechazer. But we see clearly you are. Here it doesn't help. So what's hachinam v'yas also by shmita? If you say amanash shalei tashmitenu b'shriyus, amanash that I do not want shmita. I'm asking you, please, like you should pay me back anyway. And shriyus misham tasoi. Then the lach of shmita does not apply because you asked them to be meichel you and pay back anyway. But if you say amanash shalei tashmitenu shriyus, that I do not want the law of Shemitah to apply here, Shriyat Misham Tosoy. That you cannot stop. And Rashi says, Okinami, Imamalo Leivet. Leivet would say, Halveni Amanas. Shle Tashmitenu Atta Bishriyat Tenai Huzer. The other thing is, Shriyat Mashkos of the Torah, Tenai Kayan, Aval Imamalo Amanas, Shle Tashmitenu Shriyat, Shriyat Shinaf Kichal, that you can't do. So it depends how you say it. If you say it Veloshin Mechila, it helps. If you say it Veloshin, the din should not apply, that you cannot do. Mer says, Tonim learned. Somebody lends money without a time limit. Stam halvor is 30 days. You have no right to come and collect it within the first 30 days. So, when was this said? Maybe only if the Leiven Malva took out time to write a shtar, then we say, the Leiven Inish, the Torach, the cost of shtar, people don't take out time to write up a deed if the loan is going to be for a short time, less than 30 days. So since they wrote up a shtar, for sure they meant to say we want the loan to be at least for 30 days. That's what he thought to say. Avo, but in the case, Avo, ma milvah peh, if I lent you money just in front of two edim, but we do not take the tircha, the bother, to write up a shtar, loy, then if we don't make up a time, I can come back tomorrow and say, give me back the money. I lent you $1,000 yesterday. Today I want it back. Since we didn't make up a time, there's no svar of 30 days. So you have a right any time to come back and ask for it. That's what he thought to say. But Amalei Rav, Rav said no. Hochi Yom Chavivi. This is what my uncle, my Choshuv uncle, told me. Hochi Yom Chavivi, my uncle told me. Echad Hamilva Bishtar, Viechad Hamilva Alpeh, Malva Alpeh, whether you wrote a star here, or rather, was only done in front of two eidim baal peh, without a shtar, still the locha of 30 days, that the malva has no right to collect the money within the first 30 days. We'll soon see why.
He forgot to put his date, the date
shtar. No, they have the date. You have the date when I loaned it. The question is, how long...
He went to pay.
Yeah, right, that isn't tech. Right, right. That's called milva stam. You wrote stam, you didn't write down when you have to pay back. If you make up a tenai pshita, you have to pay back at that time. Tanya Nam Yachudom at this also. Hamal v'eschaveru istam. If you lent stam means right. You don't put down a date when you have to pay back. Einu rishur l'toy v'ipokas v'shoshim yoyim. You have the malv has no right to ask for it within the first 30 days. And it says clearly, echad amalv v'shtar v'echad amalv v'aper. Whether it's written down or only v'aper, you have no right to collect less than 30. That's the svara stam halvor, stam loan is for at least 30 days. Omalei shmunel rav masna. Don't sit down on your chair. Ad mefarshes law shmaitato shmait. Until you explain me this learning, that minoha milsa. How do we know to say this? How do we know this? The yom rabbanim, what the rabbanim teach us, that hamal v'schaver estam and the rishol l'tayga pachas l'amid yoyin. How do we know this? Where's the mako? Where's the remez that a stam loan is for at least 30 days? How do I know this? Mashmi wasn't satisfied to say that stam svar, that stam v'nei yodim. He wasn't satisfied. He wanted a mocker in the Torah. Where do I see that a loan is for 30 days? So Amalei answered back, the Siv, I'll bring you a Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Korvo Shnas HaSheva, it's coming close, the 7th year of Shemitah, Shnas HaShemitah, which is the year of Shemitah. So it says a double lashon here. The question is, Mimash Mashinema, from the Pasuk itself we understand, that says, Korvo Shnas HaSheva, any day, don't I know, Shishna Shemitah, that is the 7th year. The Pasuk says, Korvo Shnas HaSheva, it's coming close, the 7th year. So if so, Elamatam Elohim Shnas HaShemitah, why does the Pasuk have to say clearly, this is the year of Shemitah? What's the Chiddush of Shnas HaShemitah? Loimlach comes to teach us over here that Shiyesh Shemitah Acheres, there's another type of a Shemitah. There's one Shemitah at the end of 7 years, yet you have to pay back your loans. Well, I mean, if it comes Shemitah, your loan is free. That's one Shemitah. There's another Shemitah, though, that also you're free from paying back. And what is that? Shikizu, it's like this. The Yeza, what is this? Zuhamal v'schever estam. That if somebody borrows money stam without any conditions, what the time limit is, she'ne rishoy l'toy v'pochas l'shloshim yoyim. It's as if the first 30 days is like Shemitah. The first 30 days of the loan, the malva has no right to come and collect it. Why 30 days? The other mal we learned, shloshim yoyim b'shana, choshev shana. 30 days, 1 month of a year, is considered like a month. So it says over here, Shnas HaShemitah means the year of Shemitah means there's a new type of a 1 year of Shemitah. 1 year proposition. What is that? 30 days. 30 days is like a year. So this is the remez that if you lend money, the first 30 days of the loan is like Shemitah. It means the first 30 days you have no right to collect back. It's like he's freed. The loiv is free from paying back. That's his new chiddush, Shnas HaShemitah. There's a 30-day period that has a locha like Shemitah. What? But another locha now. Since we're talking about the Yehuda Marav, the Yomer of Yehuda Marav, HaPaseyach Beisat Tzava B'Shabbos. Somebody has a cloth, let's say like an undershirt, that the hole for the neck is not open yet. So you make a slit to put your head through it. That's called HaPaseyach Beisat Tzava. You have a cloth that you make the hole to put your head through. You do it on Shabbos, Chayiv Chatzis, you Chayiv Chatzis. So Rashi learns it's called a binyan. You're like making a kli now. By cutting this, you're making the kli, you're making it fit to wear. So that's called binyan. But it's chayesh, a tikkun klihu. You're fixing up this kli. Mask of law of Kanav Kani asked the question, why? V'chima ben zeh l'magufas chavis. There's a loch in Gemara and Shabbos. If you have a barrel of wine, even though it has a tight cover on top of it, you're allowed to break open the cover to get the wine inside. You see, breaking a hole to be able to use it is not called binyan. So why here, by making a hole in the cloth, is it called a binyan? Or Malay answered back, Zeh chibur. Here by the cloth, it's one piece of cloth. Now that you're making a hole for the neck to fit through, that's called a tikkun. It's called you're fixing something. But the zeh ain't a chibur. Over there by the barrel, the pshat is the barrel first was open. You have a cover that you seal down. Even though you seal the cover down, but you know the cover is oimed, it's open up again. Like you know you're going to have to use it. Therefore, the seal is not really called part of the barrel. So by removing the seal, it's not called you're breaking the barrel or making a new barrel. Instead of the barrel was here before. So there it's not called any tikkun. By shaking it here, you have one piece of cloth that never had a hole for the neck. By you making the hole there, you're chayiv. Because it's Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Since he said the Gemara before Hashem, it's about him. Yeah. Another loch also. The Yom Rav Yudam Arav, Shloishes Lugin Mayim. if you have three lugim of mayim, it's mayim shuvim. Halacha the nikfu we know is that you have to have 40 saw of mayim that is not shuvim. But if before you have 40 saw, if you put in there three lugim, that's not so much. Our kiddush cup is a revius halug. So 12 times, 12 kiddush cups, if you have of mayim shuvim, it passes the mikvah. But here the case was, he had shleshes lugim mayim, of mayim shuvim, that means water that was fetched in the utensil, in the kli, but shenofo letoichon kurtuf shayayin, a drop of wine fell into this water. See, it says like this, umareim kamariyayin, now the water changed and looks like wine. Shenofo lenikva, now these gimel lugim, which are really mayim shuvim, fall into the nikva, before you have. Your aboyim saw there, he says the chiddush, life paslu. These gimelugim do not passel the mikvah. Question is, why not? It's gimelugim mayim shuvim. It should passel. The answer is, since it looks like wine, it has a locha like wine. And wine does not passel the mikvah. It's a locha in mayim shuvim, water, and not wine. But if so, maskev lor of kana, it's question why? V'chima ben zel meitzeva. Why is this different than dyed water? If you have water dyed red, it passels the mikvah. That's not we learned. We have Yaisi Yomer. Meitzeva poislam es mikvah. If you have a bucket of mayim shuvim, a bucket of water that you fetched yourself, and now some red dye fell in here, it's red water. Still, when it falls into the mikvah, before you have a kosher mikvah, it passes the mikvah. So here also, it's dyed water. You had gimel lugim mayim that a few drops of wine fell in. What's the difference? The answer is no. There's a big difference. He says, Omalei Rava hosa maya detziva mikri. Over there, it's still called water. It's just called dyed water, but it's still called mayin. Of a halcha here, chamra meziga mikra. Here it's called diluted wine, but it's called wine. Since it looks like wine now, that's called wine. It has a new name. It's not called water, it's called wine. And wine does not pass the mikvah. But, there'll be questions. Depending on how much shurim is, the question is how much it is. I'm not sure about that. Could be you're right. The Chur, you're right. Chur and Sfar has to be like that. It's called wine. In Mar Vatani, we learned Rabbi Chiya Haridu as the mikvah. We learned not like this. We learned Rabbi Chiya said in this case, we had this gimelugim of water that a drop of wine fell in, he passed the mikvah. Amarav lekasha, Rabbi Yechin and Benuri or Rabbanin. It's like it's all in the machlokes. Rabbi Yechin and Benuri, whether we go after chazusa, how something looks, or whether we go after the actual fact of what it is. Lamaisa, there is gimelugimayim here. If you go after what you have, it should pass the mikvah. If you go after chazusa, the way it looks, since it looks like wine, it's called wine. Like this, we'll see tomorrow.
Just again, we just dropped. Again, there has been the Mishnah before that we had, that the Mishnah Omar Aleph said that if the Eidim say that a person gave his wife a get but did not pay the ksuba, so they wanted to make the husband lose out the money of the ksuba. So the Mishnah says we value how much she could sell Hoksu before. So explain Rashi learns Pshat and Rav Chisda in Rav Nosson that the Eidim Zemimim has to pay the value the Isha could get for Ksuba, but that much we deduct from the money. So the Svar again was like this, that the husband himself, he really himself would buy the Ksuba off his wife for that amount of money. Like it's worth it for him to pay the wife $50 in order never to have to pay a Ksuba. Therefore, that much money, the $50, he did not lose out the husband, because he would have paid for it himself. Therefore, all the Eidim want him to lose out now was the extra $150. That's why Rav Nosson said that you have to pay the extra $150. Rav Chisda, the one that said, Baba, that's a little bit of a more makel. He says, no, how much money could have you got for this ksuba? So that's how much it's worth right now. So they wanted you to lose out that much money. Therefore, they have to pay you that much money.
You're holding that Gimel on the base, the last line. Again, the Shaila was that Rav said a Chiddush. That Rav said, Shloishas Lugin Mayim, Shinof Latoycha Kutur Shoyayin, and it looks like wine, and it falls into the mikvah, Leipas Lu. That was Rav's Chiddush. We know the Rocher is, if you're making a mikvah, so before you have the Aboyim Saw, if three Lugim, a measurement of Mayim Shuvim, falls into the mikvah, it makes the mikvah possible. So Rav said, what's going to be though if some wine falls into this water that makes the water look like wine? We consider it like wine, and wine does not pass the mikvah.
Then the Moris Astira, I Reb Chia said the Nikvah is possible. It says, Rotoni Reb Chia, Horidu Es HaNikvah. So Rav answers Lekasha. Ho Reb Yechanan Ben Nuri, Ho Rabbonin. So Machlekes Reb Yechanan Ben Nuri and the Rabbonin. Whether you have Gimel Lugim of Mayim, and it looks, the Chazusa looks like wine, does that give it a din like wine? Where's this Machlekes? It's not, we're not like this. Shleishes Lugim Mayim. If you have three Lugim of Mayim, but it says,